This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time to ask the experts, Padres fans.
I was hoping maybe you can bring a little insight into it.
Write us, tweet us, Facebook us, send a carrier pigeon for Chris. He thinks they're cute. Aww. Padres Pen Pals begins.
Hurt the pelota big time.
Now. 97.3 The Fan.
All right. It's that time of the year. Padres Pen Pals is getting started. We already have some games in the books, guys. Last time we talked about Padres Pen Pals, we did not. But we're going to get started with something from the Korea games. And it's... Whoop, I need to put that down. It's a little bit of a interesting Monday we got going on. Chris is just staring at me like, are you going to figure this out at a certain point?
I hope we're starting on something with the Korea games, considering those are the only games being played.
Yes, correct. So we will. And here is the first pen pal letter. I find the whole Korea game thing fun, but also kind of strange because they played two games, then they take a full week off, and now they will get back at it on Thursday. We saw them win in the second game in an offensive explosion, but how much can we take from their games in Korea, Chris? Seems like glorified spring training that actually counts in the standings.
Well, I think we can take something from the games. I mean, they played well in the second game. They pitched poorly in the first game and had some bad luck in the first game. But I think the whole Korea thing is kind of silly myself. I mean, but then again, I didn't go. I didn't experience it. I think it sounded like it was a fantastic, you know, experience for everybody involved. But I don't know why... You know, we have to play baseball games in Korea. I don't know necessarily that we're going to be able to take over the world by just playing two games there. I guess they might be able to sell some more...
Jerseys
and, that kind of stuff. But I think it was a whole lot of do about nothing, frankly. I think it was took a lot of time, a lot of effort. You have to... take a week off when you get back just so that the players have a chance to get back on San Diego time. So, I mean, I guess if you have to make these games, yeah, it's not a bad point. What would a difference been if they would have just been two spring training games? Would just nobody have gone, like Juan Soto didn't go to Mexico City to play with the Yankees? Was that what they were worried about? I don't know. I think baseball's trying to be like football, and in this instance, I don't think it didn't do a whole lot for me.
All right, Tony, the offensive explosion, how much can we take from it?
Is that the actual question?
The actual question, I think, morphed.
I didn't answer his question because I didn't like his question.
Okay, well, that's not the game, Chris. That's not the game. They're asking us questions. It's
I know,
not even
but
my
I,
question.
I but you're reading it, so I'm giving you the blame.
All right.
To answer your question, I thought there was quite a bit you could pull from it on the offensive side. I mean, obviously, the big explosion against the Dodgers. You know, prized free agent acquisition in Yamamoto. You saw the lineup really swing the bats up and down. And I think even going to the first game, although, you know, they had a much more difficult matchup with Glasnow, the runs they scored were in a fashion in which they struggled immensely in 2023. So to answer your question, yeah, I think there is some things you can pull from the offense. And if you watched spring training all season, it was clear that it was something that this team was working on. And so to see it kind of come to fruition in different ways in the first two games, I think is encouraging.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Tony. We go on to the next before Chris gets going again on the London games or something like that. I am so excited for another season of Padres baseball, and I can't wait for Thursday. I do think it's kind of interesting that the Padres open up with Bomell, Blake Snell, and the Giants. personally, I'm not going to boo them, but I do know friends saying they will boo them, but I don't really see why. My problem is the Padres seem to be okay with letting the Giants take former Padres in their own division. Bomel knows how the Padres work. Bomel knows how these players are going to react to certain things. Tony, do you think this was a really bad move for the Padres to let these guys go?
I don't think they had much of a choice. And he really, especially in Blake's situation, I mean, he was going to covet money that I don't think the Padres were prepared to spend. And so they had their hands tied on that one. In terms of Bomel, you know, looking back on it now, I think there was clearly some disconnect between Bomel and AJ Preller. I don't think there's any other way you can get around that. And if there's going to be disconnect, maybe it was best that Bo went the way he went and the Padres went the way they went. I think ultimately both sides could end up happy with what has ended up happening at the end of this when it's all said and done. I agree with this particular fan that it doesn't make any sense to boo either one of them. They both accomplished things and got this organization to places it hadn't been in quite some time. So, it sucks to lose them in the division, but I think the Padres' hands were tied on this one.
Chris, what do you think? Do you think this was a bad move for the Padres?
Well, I don't think it was a move for the Padres. I mean, you can't part company with a player with a caveat that they don't sign with a team in your division. You know, you can't part with your manager.
That's a good point.
You can't part with your manager and say, well, you can't resurface in the division. I don't know any other way to explain that. I find it interesting that a lot of people are really worried about how Bomel is going to do with the Giants, considering, according to most of the people I read in Twitter and everywhere else, Bob Melvin was the sole reason that the Padres failed last year.
You make a solid point, Chris.
I must have read that 1,000 times from 100 different fans. Bob Melvin was the reason that the Padres, you know, underachieved and couldn't get it together last year. I mean, it's ridiculous. He's a good manager. He's the same manager that led them to the playoffs the year before. But no, you can't control this. I mean, you don't have to trade a player in your own division. That you have control over. But if you're not going to re-sign somebody, there's no way to control what they can do. So, you know, booing them would be silly, but it'll also be fun. A couple of boos. Never hurt anybody on opening day. So
you have my
go ahead to
your blessing,
my blessing to throw a few boos in there just for fun.
You hear that, everyone?
There you go.
You got Chris's blessing.
Yeah.
All right. Final Padres pen pals today, and this one is actually about Shohei Ohtani. Let me just get this out there. I am not a Dodger lover whatsoever. I am a fan of baseball and what Shohei Ohtani has done. I am a huge fan of Ohtani, the baseball player. I feel like your station has done a good job of making it clear that he has not been found to have bet on baseball. However, the court of public opinion says he is guilty and that he is also Pete Rose. I'm not sure how Padres fans feel about this, but do you think it's fair for Padres fans, Chris, to go crazy with gambling taunts when they come to town?
Is it unfair to go crazy with gambling taunts?
Yes.
No. You can throw a few gambling taunts
no.
in. Why not? I mean, you don't have to have proof to taunt. Taunting is, you know, part of being a fan. As long as you're being reasonable out there.
Yes.
But
reasonable is the key.
You know, I do find it interesting that in the court of public opinion, Shohei Ohtani is this degenerative gambler who bets on baseball. I mean, there's absolutely no proof or any sign that this is even remotely true.
A wire transfer came from his account.
I know where the wire transfer came from, Scraby. It still could have been broken into and hacked.
Yes, I know.
Somebody could have transferred the money without his knowledge. But let's see where it goes as far as the court of public opinion. I love the court of public opinion because that's how we kind of rule the world. But unfortunately, the court of public opinion can't put anybody behind bars. There has to be some actual proof. But while we're waiting and wondering, All's fair in love and war, and the Dodgers are part of war, so
there you go.
I say throw a couple of taunts in.
All right.
While you're booing Bob Melvin, go ahead and taunt Shohei Ohtani. See if it gets you anywhere.
All right, Tony, do you think it's unfair for Padres fans to go crazy with gambling taunts?
No, taunts are, you know, part of the public opinion. That's how taunts really are formed most of the time, is through public opinion. So now going beyond that, I think is unfair, because as Chris has noted, as you've noted, it's been no proof that he's actually done anything wrong. Now, the wire transfers are certainly something he's going to have to account for, but there are more than the reason of being a degenerative gambler for that type of situation. So I think ultimately he's going to hear it, regardless of whether he's actually guilty of any of this stuff or not. He's going to hear it. He's going to wear it. All of the above.
I think it's funny that we're not just calling and referring him as a potential gambler. He's a degenerative gambler.
Well, I mean,
we're making him out
of dollars
to be the,
like that would be.
I see.
I can already hear it. He's going to say strike out in the game. Oh, would you have a bet on that one, Shohei?
Yeah, well, people are going to do what they do. I mean, you're in the public eye.
Notice that they're only going, those type of taunts are only going to come when he doesn't do something. Like if he punches out, are you throwing the game? Because it's going to be hard to do that if he like goes deep and he's trotting the bases and you're trying to give him crap about that. So
did you have an anytime home run? All right, that's it for Padres pen pals. No actual on the field stuff today. We'll get back into that next week. But thank you to all for your submission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.